The howl of Canis lupus has not been heard in Colorado since the 1940s, but the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund wants to change that.
The Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund is the entity that put forth the Initiative 107 to restore wolves to Colorado.
Delia Malone is the wildlife chair of the Rocky Mountain chapter of the Sierra Club and is on the science advisory board for the Rocky Mountain Wolf Project.
So Initiative 107 directs Colorado Parks and Wildlife to restore wolves to Colorado by 2023. Initiative 107 also directs that CPW use best available science in the management of wolves and compensates ranchers for any losses to livestock for confirmed wolf depredations.
In 1973, the gray wolf, or Canis lupus, was listed as an endangered species in the U.S. and was reintroduced into Yellowstone National Park in 1995. According to the Associated Press, more than 5,000 gray wolves now live in the lower 48, mostly in the lower Great Lakes area and the northern Rockies. The gray wolf was dropped from the endangered species list in Idaho and Montana in 2011. Now, the Trump administration is working on delisting the gray wolf across the country. Wolf management is controversial. Advocacy groups say wolves restore balance to the ecosystem. Ranchers say wolves kill livestock.
It's a huge problem.
Frank Daly owns a ranch in western Garfield County. He spoke to Garfield County commissioners at a recent meeting discussing a resolution against Initiative 107. The Colorado Stop the Wolf Coalition wants Western Slope County governments to band together to stop the initiative and sent Garfield County a letter requesting their support. Daly is on their side.
Not only do they kill the cattle, but they bother them, they chase them around, they stir them up. Your conception rates go down. There aren't as many pregnancies because of it. And there's lots of other incidentals. You get fences torn down. Even a coyote trotting through the cows will stir them up, and the cows run to try and protect their calves, and then inevitably they'll step on one or two and break their legs.
These problems could be solved, says Delia Malone, by coexistent strategies, which have been successful in Oregon and Idaho.
Removing the carcasses from naturally killed livestock is a huge factor. Another strategy that really works well is human presence. Having cowboys and cowgirls, range riders, out there with your livestock. Another strategy that works extremely well is what's called rekindling the herding instinct. Keeping the cattle together so that they are protecting their calves.
But Garfield County commissioners are dead set against wolf reintroduction. Commissioner Mike Sampson calls it a no-brainer.
We do not want to have wolves reintroduced into the state of Colorado for many reasons, one of which is that it would be devastating for the moose, elk, and deer populations of our state, not to mention domestic livestock such as cattle, sheep, and what else.
Malone says if Initiative 107 passes, Colorado Parks and Wildlife would also compensate ranchers for lost livestock.
CPW pays out about, in 2018 at any rate, paid out about $700,000 to ranchers and farmers for, quote, game damage. So it would be part of that budget.
In other words, if elk eat hay from a rancher's field, or bears kill sheep or raid a beehive for honey, CPW pays for the damage. According to CPW records, the 2018 budget for game damage was a little over $1 million.
The motion was made to go ahead and introduce that. Is that correct?
I'll make it. Mr. Chairman, I would move that we pass the resolution presented to us by our legal staff concerning wolf management in Colorado and allow the chair to sign.
Second.
Garfield County commissioners voted in favor of Stop the Wolf's resolution and in favor of maintaining CPW's decision to manage wolves that enter the state naturally. Delia Malone says despite evidence of the success of non-lethal predator management practices, resistance to new ideas prevails.
The ranchers, if they lose livestock to depredation, they get compensated, and they can just call Wildlife Services, and Wildlife Services basically comes out and kills whatever it is for free. The rancher contributes to their cost, but the taxpayer, you and I, pay for the wildlife services to come out and kill coyotes or lions or whatever it is for the ranchers. So there's really no driving factor to have to change.
Supporters have collected over 170,000 signatures in favor of Initiative 107. 120,000 valid signatures will get it on the 2020 ballot. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.